Are allergies putting a damper on your day? Discover the relief you deserve at Aspire Allergy and Sinus. Our dedicated team is here to help you stop masking symptoms and get to the root of the problem. Say goodbye to constant sneezing, congestion, and itchy eyes with our comprehensive allergy testing and personalized treatment plans. Take the first step towards a healthier, happier you. Visit AspireAllergy.com today because you deserve to thrive, not just survive.
Welcome back to Don't Interrupt Me, Por Favor. It's a weekly show in Spanish and English. Here with Lisa Button.
Hola.
Guillermo Fesser.
Hola, jóvenes. ¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo estamos?
Muy bien. También estamos aquí con otra persona, Jackie Hernandez, the president of Combate Americas.
Hola. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you for joining us in the Acast studio this morning.
Combate Americas, what the hell is that? I'm a little scared.
It is the fastest growing mixed martial arts sports and entertainment company, and we are on fire.
If I wanted to pretend I was smart and knew what I was talking about when I talked about mixed martial arts, what kinds of things would I say?
I think the first thing is that it is the fastest growing sport. It's especially the fastest growing sport with young audiences. It was created 25 years ago by Campbell McLaren, who's the CEO of Combate Americas. You probably would know it through the UFC, which is now a huge business.
UFC is the United Fighting...
Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Really don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. But I think even backing up even more, you know, what is mixed martial arts?
It's a combination of five different Olympic sports that come together. And it's really unique and beautiful to watch. And it's based on these sports coming together with athletes that really train and have so much determination and focus and respect and honor. I was introduced to it when I met Campbell when I was COO of Telemundo. And he came to me and said, I want to do this, and I want to super serve the Hispanic consumer because they love the sport.
Pero ¿por qué te preguntó a ti? Porque... Él te vio luchando para las mujeres en el mundo de negocios y pensaba, esta mujer puede luchar para nosotros.
Él vio que a mí me gustaban cosas que eran únicas. Uh-huh. Y a la misma vez vio que Telemundo estaba creciendo mucho. Uh-huh. Y quería tener una oportunidad de poner su reality show en un canal donde le podía ver muchas personas. Bueno, no lo pusimos en Telemundo entonces, lo pusimos en Mundos, que era el canal de cable de NBCU. And the show did incredibly well.
You put the show, it's a reality show. What happens on the show?
So that was the beginning when he was looking to launch the brand. Okay. And he was attracting athletes and fighters. He had Daddy Yankee, he had celebrities, and it was following them as they trained and as they were learning the mixed martial arts, and he was attracting different fighters to bring them into the league.
So if you were sitting on your couch watching this, you're seeing people training and fighting and hitting each other?
Training, fighting, going to the gym, practicing the arts, hitting each other, but it's really practicing the arts. Eating, nutrition, and being on the buses, going from event to event, laughing, bonding, being friends.
All over the world?
Just in the U.S. and Latin America.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We've now gone all over the world, including to Spain. So, you know, we're really traveling around U.S., Mexico. We're going to Peru this year. But at that time, it was just in the U.S. and Mexico.
Pero un momento, por alusiones. Sí. ¿Vosotros también rompéis ladrillos con las manos?
No, los ladrillos no los rompemos todavía, pero...
Más palos.
Pero menos mal, porque es que te iba a preguntar, porque yo esos que rompen ladrillos, yo estoy seguro que les duele la mano, lo que pasa es que están entrenados para poner sonrisa, pero tiene que doler muchísimo. ¿No es posible que tú rompas un ladrillo y no te duela la mano? ¿Eso no es posible?
Lo que sí rompemos son los records.
Oh.
Hemos tenido muchísimo éxito, y en un año solo, we're beating Bellator. At 8 p.m., Bellator is the general market, and it's on at 8, and we're on at midnight on Univision.
Wow.
And we're already beating them. So it's been incredible. And I think it's because the passion that Hispanics have, y estamos en español.
Qué bien.
And y todos los que luchan para combate son latinos o españoles. Y la otra cosa que tenemos que es muy diferente es we follow the whole...
Gritan en español.
Gritan en español, pero también todos pelean para su país. Así que es un modelo como soccer, como fútbol. Sí. Así que todos vienen con uniformes de sus países, con las banderas de sus países. Uh-huh. Claro, yo siempre estoy para España.
¿Y qué país gana? ¿Qué país es el que más gana?
Bueno,
¿México?
El que más gana es México, pero España gana también.
Olé, olé, olé.
México es el país.
Estados Unidos también gana, pero México tiene luchadores muy buenos y luchadoras.
Iba a preguntarte eso, si hay muchas mujeres que comparten también en este tipo de combate.
Sí, y mira, fíjate, no solo hay muchas mujeres, pero el 26 de abril vamos a tener una noche de reinas.
Una reina es una mujer determinada, que pelea por su honor, por su familia, que se cae y se levanta, que lucha. Y si alguien sabe lo que es ser una reina, esa soy yo.
Y es la primera vez que vamos a tener la noche que va a ser dedicada solo a las mujeres. And it's very exciting because last week we announced that Kate Del Castillo, I'm sure you know who she is. She's an amazing global superstar.
Es una reina.
Ella es la reina del sur.
Necesito que escuches muy bien. Las mujeres tenemos que aprender a defendernos como gata panza arriba. La perseverancia de mis enemigos pudo más. ¿Qué quiere a cambio de mi hija?
Sofía me va a ayudar. Que tú me hagas el próximo presidente de México. Pero eso sí, ahí sí ocupo que vuelvas a ser la reina del sur.
Y ella ha venido a combate, like, she's coming on board as an investor. Mm-hmm. And she's been very attracted to what we're doing because of the whole women's empowerment. Mm-hmm. And I think this is not just a time for women, but it's a time for women to really stand up and own it. And for Latinas especially. And so the night is called Reinas del Combate. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be an exciting night. Watching these women fight is just wonderful. I mean, it's unbelievable. So they're going to fight. Kate's going to be there. And it's a night for Latina women to really show what we've got. Y van a luchar para triunfar. And I think it's going to be exciting to see.
So this is coming at a time when Hispanic women in the United States are being paid 63 cents on the dollar for every dollar that a man makes.
I knew that Latinas were underpaid, but I just saw that article on CNN, and I was like, wow. I mean, it's really something that we have to combat. And I started thinking about what can we do, and we're working on developing a whole campaign of hashtag combate inequality, and really every time I see an article or something, I'm like, let's rally around that, and like, well, let's use this to really show the strength of women and drive awareness for that fact because we need to close that gap.
¿Y les pagan igual a los que hacen el combate?
Nosotros pagamos igual, different levels of skill get different pay, but we pay our men and our women equally. And as a matter of fact, there was a woman boxer, Amanda Serrano, who for years was boxing, and she came to Combate Americas because she wanted to close that gap herself in a combate and at mixed martial arts. We don't have that gap. Mm-hmm.
Because didn't the U.S. women's soccer team just sued because their pay was so much lower? Yeah.
And they were so much better.
This is something we as an industry really need to rally and close that gap for women overall, but especially for Latinas.
Mm-hmm. So, Jackie, supongo que eso se hace con público, ¿no? De los combates, o no. ¿O es una cámara de televisión?
No, sí, se hace en público. Va a ser en abril, en el 26, va a ser en Los Ángeles, en el Gallen Center.
¿Qué tipo de gente, qué tipo de público acude a esto? Porque el estereotipo que yo tengo en la cabeza, posiblemente equivocado, ojalá equivocado, es el estereotipo más bien de hombre y más bien de hombre con baja educación y punto, no sé nada más.
Eso es lo que a mí me fascinó cuando yo empecé a trabajar con Combate Américas. Sí, hay muchos hombres, yo diría 60-70%, pero también hay mujeres y familias. Yo creo que es porque es hispano.
Okay.
Y hay mucha juventud, la edad es como 28, y vienen con la familia, a veces con hijos, y se pasan horas, vienen a comer, a gozar, a pasar la noche, vienen con las camisetas de fútbol de sus países. Uh-huh. Y está, tenemos música, tenemos bailarinas que bailan y es un ambiente, no solo es la pelea, es celebrar su país, la nación, la cultura hispana, la cultura mexicana cuando estamos en México, la cultura americana cuando estamos en los Estados Unidos. Tenemos deseos de ir a España en octubre y hacer algo allí. Yo creo que es una cosa de poder unir a los hispanos en el mundo entero. Y nuestra meta es poder hacer a Mixed Martial Arts the second sport for Hispanics globally. El fútbol es number one. Number one, number two, number three.
Eso no va a cambiar nunca.
No va
nunca.
A cambiar y no, no, we don't want to change that.
Y no se puede mezclar.
Pero, very good, very good. If we could make this the second sport for this next generation, that would be, that's our goal.
Bueno, desde luego, mejor que los dardos, que es lo que tienen los ingleses de segundo deporte, ya te digo yo qué es, ¿eh? Porque es que lo de los dardos, o sea, para un día con tres cervezas está bien, pero para todos los fines de semana...
Volviendo a Kate del Castillo, ¿cómo pasó? ¿Ella te llamó?
Yo la conozco porque cuando hace 9 años, cuando yo estaba en Telemundo, yo la conocí cuando estábamos haciendo La Reina del Sur. And she really changed Spanish television. From the novelas to Kate, the Reina del Sur, that was changing super series forever. I mean, like, the model of novelas completely transformed.
Explain how it transformed for people who have never seen Reina del Sur.
Or any telenovela.
Or any telenovela.
So traditionally, Spanish television was Cinderella. And it was the poor girl and the rich man, or the guy on the white horse with the big hat. And the cowboy hat, and he'd come and he'd save the day. And at Telemundo, we needed to really differentiate and do something different to be able to grow. Telemundo was, you know, the distant number two to the number one. And so...
Which she didn't name just there.
And it was about really looking for something different. And this book, La Reina del Sur, was just completely putting everything on its head. Teresa Mendoza was a woman who ended up in the drug world, and she became the kingpin or the queenpin of it. And it was a beautifully written book, great story. She goes from Mexico all the way to Spain and Rock of Gibraltar, back to Mexico and Colombia. But it's this empowered woman who takes on the whole world.
Which is pretty macho.
Pretty macho, and she's pretty badass. And it's
not to say it's a great thing, because it is the drug world, so we're not promoting that exactly. But,
yeah, but yeah. It's how. It's she does it with strength and with elegance and with grace, and she got put in there not because she wanted to. And
she's a survivor.
And you love her. It's not like she's a bad person. It's like you see how she ended up
through
here.
Circumstance, through life.
Through circumstance, yeah. And she's a good person who's in this world and makes it through.
When did it start?
9 years ago.
On Telemundo?
9 years ago. And, you know, fast forward, it's coming back on April 22nd. And it's almost, someone just wrote, Millie Carrasquillo, who ran research for Telemundo back then, just in an article, she was quoted saying, it's almost like Game of Thrones coming back, but the season's 9 years later. And so she was able to transform that. And I really see her being able to help us. And she's going to be leading up our advisory council. And I see her being able to advise us on how we can disrupt the sports space for the Hispanic consumer, because she really just embodies so much of the DNA of what Combate Americas is looking to do.
Okay.
Una cosa que a mí me ha llamado la atención paseando por la ciudad de Nueva York, que yo soy de pueblo, vivo en un pueblecito como Heidi, pero cuando voy a la ciudad, cada vez veo, o por lo menos antes no los veía aunque estuvieran ahí, pero cada vez noto que hay más gimnasios de boxeo, más gimnasios de artes marciales, ¿no? Veo que la gente, no sé si es porque se quitan el estrés, ese estrés que lleva a Nueva York de serie y que la gente necesita hacer algo para no ponerse de los nervios, o es que realmente hay un movimiento social ahí que tú conoces y es el que vas a agarrar como puedas.
Sí, yo misma acabo de empezar a hacer mucho más boxeo y kickboxing. Oh. Es muy saludable, definitivamente te quita mucho estrés. Y yo estoy leyendo más de las artes mixtas. Y también hay mucho self-respect, disciplina. Aprendes mucho de uno cuando estás haciendo, porque tienes que enfocarte. No es como ponerte en una bicicleta y no estás pensando y estás mirando la televisión. Y también porque es tan mixt, tienes que si no te enfocas, pues...
Te pegan la cara.
Te pegan la cara o te caes o cualquier cosa. Así que tienes que usar muchos músculos. Y el músculo más importante es la mente, porque tienes que estar pensando a cada momento. Y yo creo que eso te relaja. Al final, cuando terminas, estás más relajado porque has no solo usado el cuerpo, pero has usado la mente a la misma vez.
Y no estabas mirando al móvil mientras entrenabas.
You probably are more relaxed if you win the combat, right? That if you lose. No?
Ah, eso definitivamente.
No, es un knockout. Si hay un knockout,
then you're really relaxed.
Sí. Well, educate us a little bit, speaking of knockout, educate us a little bit about the dangers of this sport, how it compares to, you know, we've all been hearing about the problems with American football with, you know, having head injuries.
Yeah.
You know, that was something that was really interesting to me when I first came on board because, you know, my background wasn't in this field or in sports. It was in media. And it's that it's not as dangerous as some of those other sports. It's not even as dangerous as boxing. Because boxing is more to the head and more in one area. And because it's mixed, you're using other parts of your body. You're kicking, you're grappling, which is on the floor. And so you're not just hitting certain areas. So there's much less percentages of injury. There's also a lot of safety guards. There's a commission. There are doctors. And so when I first started, I would watch. And I'm like, there was one story that is very special to me. Obviously, the affinity to countries is what really has been a differentiator for us. We have this big Copa at the end of the year, so it's like the cup, you know, the qualifiers, and then you have a Copa Combate. And so we had one athlete, one fighter, his name is Mark Gomez Lufo, and he's from Barcelona, and he's Spanish, and I was like rooting for him, and he was going to be in our all-star. And right before he went to fight, the doctors and commissioners said, you know, his retina's torn. He can't fight.
Oh.
And he was, I want to fight. I need to fight. And he was really, really wanted to. And he's so passionate about the arts because he lost his parents, both of them at 17. And he turned to the arts as a way for his grief. And we wouldn't let him. And he was devastated. He begged and begged. And we just wouldn't let him out of his own safety. And fast forward now, he's our director of talent in Spain, and he works for us, and he helps us get talent, and he's involved, and in mixed martial arts is still very much a part of his life. But, you know, that's the kind of rigor that we put in, that we won't allow anything to hurt any of our athletes. And so, you know, I think everything, every sport might have injuries in it, but I was really happy when I saw that this one is really well-regulated and also not as dangerous as one might think.
Do you think you had a lot to do with that, kind of from the top down, like this is going to be our position on safety?
I think the sport is. I certainly had my opinion, but the commissioner wouldn't allow it. And that's across the board with the sport.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
¿Se aceptan pellizcos? ¿Es legal dar un pellizco?
No, y tampoco morder.
Morder tampoco. ¿Meter el dedo en la oreja? ¿Sería correcto?
It's not the Three Stooges.
Me gustaría, Guillermo, me gustaría invitarle a un evento y que entres a la jaula.
La jaula.
La jaula,
bueno,
es lo que se
llevo
llama...
caramelos en las manos para la fiera, nada más.
Yo creo que le gustaría muchísimo.
I'd pay a lot for that, to see Guillermo en la jaula.
¿Cuándo
bueno,
vas
no,
a entrar?
No peleando.
Tomando
fotos conmigo y con Lufo al final del evento.
Y con Kate del Castillo.
Y con Kate del Castillo,
sí.
Pero claro.
Sí.
Claro.
Y con Campbell
si
McLaren.
Y hay que ir a la jaula, se va.
Ojalá cuando vamos a España estaremos todos ahí juntos.
Entonces, llamaste, claro sí. Entonces volviendo a Kate. Llamaste a Kate
sí.
Al final porque conociste ahí
sí.
Trabajando.
Y estaba hablando
veo
sobre...
Veo muy interesado en Kate, Nick. Pues es que, muy, muy interesante. Es que,
yo creo que muchos estáis.
Sí, sí, sí.
Sí,
y es estaba... que está, es joven, está en la edad.
Y muchas también, a lo mejor.
Sí, sí, claro. Yo lo estaba practicando del éxito que teníamos y le enseñé lo que estábamos haciendo. Y cuando ella vio los números, dijo, pues este negocio está creciendo muchísimo. Y se fascinó y quería, estamos practicando. Y me dijo, ¿sabes? Está muy interesante. Y le presenté a Campbell McLaren. Y había estado en un evento hace unos años, y le conoció, pero I reconnected them. Mm. And we had lunch, and they were just talking, and she's like, I'd like to get involved, you know, especially the female fighters and empowerment and how to really make a difference and make a platform with this, especially also because, I mean, we're reaching over 500,000 people every night, and that's just on TV. 13 million people on Facebook Watch.
Mm. Wow. And so people can just go online and watch whenever they want.
Yes, we live stream the preliminaries on Facebook Watch, and then the main event outside the U.S. and then on DAZN we're in English, so we're bilingual, just like you.
Mm-hmm.
And so
somos más como vosotros, menos combate. Bueno,
y se puede ver en España, Guillermo, en Facebook Watch live. Y ella se fascinó cuando vio esos números. Y para tener, to have a platform like that, and you're reaching 20-year-olds and be able to deliver a message. I mean, last year we had the Democratic Party use us to do ads.
Oh, really?
And we used our fighters. We created ads. We have a studio called La Jaula Studio. And we did really cool ads with our fighters, both the ones that are U.S. and can vote, and the ones that are not U.S. that cannot vote, saying, make sure you get out and knock the vote. Because, wow, you know, the fight for your right to vote, because it's your right.
And so they were reaching the young voters this way.
Yeah, and if you're a fight fan and you're watching and a fighter is telling you, fight for your right, it's kind of good in-content programming to be able to get the message out.
Mm-hmm.
So datos, returning now also to the pay gap, to the la brecha.
Mm-hmm.
There was another study that came out, I think the same month as the study about 63 cents on the dollar.
Still really disturbing.
About how 46% of men in the United States think that the pay gap is made up, is a political thing. It's not a legitimate issue.
These are the same guys who questioned that the man landed on the moon.
Yeah, I wonder who are these people?
You know, this is a survey of about 8,500 American adults that was conducted in March. So the idea of having this plataforma to do good. you could, for example, you could have Kate say this is what's happening right now. Is that how it will work, like on Facebook, or how will actually the mechanics of it?
Well,
to get those
how much are you willing to infuse other, you know, issues with the sport?
First and foremost are sports and entertainment, right?
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to be focused on. But when it's on brand and it makes sense, we definitely want to do it. Like we're looking at in fourth quarter, there are all these, because we're about nutrition and working out, we want to do like combat obesity and combat diabetes. And those are issues that really affect Hispanics. So combate is such a great word in Spanish and English, tying it into combat obesity. That's something in fourth quarter, there's obesity month and diabetes month. So that's where we can tie it in, and it's natural.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to your question, we're right now working on a campaign, que es para Reinas el Abril 26.
Sí.
It's like our fighters showing the women strong, powerful, and it's a great campaign. It's about sarcastic. El sexo débil. No creo.
Mm.
And it's the fighters showing words and they're punching the words out. And at the end, it's Kate. Y ella dice, no lo creo. And it's kind of debunking the myths. And so to your point, we're not exactly like getting up and saying, there was an article that was saying this myth.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're debunking all that. We're not becoming a news channel.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're debunking stuff.
Sure, sure.
Hola, buenas tardes. Mire, una llamada desde Madrid, España. Estaba escuchando el programa con muchísima ilusión. Enhorabuena a la señorita Jackie Hernández por todo el trabajo y la labor que está desarrollando. Y a los miembros del equipo de Don't Interrupt Me, por favor. que me parece que es impresionante cómo cambian ustedes del inglés al alemán sin ningún problema. Adelante, para atrás y pausa. La estaba escuchando, señorita Jackie, lo del debunking the myths y todo eso, que la fuerza de las mujeres, y me parece muy bien, pero le quería preguntar si no es cierto que en este mundo del deporte, de las artes marciales también, hay como estereotipos, que el ver a una mujer luchando, por ejemplo, ¿no? Pues puede ser como casi como sexista de los hombres, ¿no? De que le da su cierto morbo y tal, y también puede tener esa atracción negativa por esa parte de la pregunta que yo le formulo, si le parece bien y tiene usted el gusto de responder.
Pues la verdad que no. Cuando ven a las mujeres pelear, lo hacen con mucho honor, mucho respeto, mucha fuerza. A veces es muy bonito porque las artes mixtas no solo es pegar con los puños, pero también tiene kickboxing. Y al final, cuando pelean, se respetan mucho, se agarran, se dan como un abrazo y son amigas al final. Y se entretienen, they train together, they work together, they are friends. They themselves have overcome stereotypes of being...
So there's an elegance here. It's almost like a dancing more than a fighting.
It's a combination of fighting, dancing, elegance, training, and self-respect and determination and honor.
You know, it kind of reminds me of capoeira in Brazil.
Eso le iba a decir yo.
Oh, lo siento.
Al final no lo digo.
Y hay muchos estilos. Hay unas que cuando están peleando están como bailando. Hay otras que están muy enfocadas y de repente dan una patada y la patada es tan alta que es como un ballet. Hay otras que les gusta pues dar puñetazos. Así que cada una tiene su estilo, pero cuando les miras no puedes parar de mirar.
¿Cuál es tu estilo?
Ah, las patadas.
Oh. Pues me voy a alejar, ¿no? Un poquito más.
No, no.
Déjate de rollo, lo más efectivo. Una patadita y adiós. Siguiente.
Knockout.
For a first-time viewer, what should they watch? What should they see?
We have Jaula Dancers,
okay,
right? Which are wonderful, and it's, of course, great Latin music. We oftentimes have musical performances, and we mix it up. So we'll have female mariachi bands singing the U.S. national anthem when we're in the U.S., or if we have a Spanish performer, we'll have a Spanish singer, or Victoria La Mala. You know, we'll have performances in between. So it's really celebrating the culture. So it's never a dull moment. There's a lot of beautiful events happening. And of course, the live event is quite an experience because you really feel the energy of the people and the crowd. The crowd gets so excited. It's just, I've never seen anything like it.
Bueno, pues muchas gracias, Jackie.
No, gracias Hernandez, a ustedes.
President of
no,
Combate
me encantó.
Americas.
I loved being here.
Well, I want to ask you one more question.
Don't interrupt me, por favor.
I'm going Lo voy a hacer. Lo voy a hacer.
Lisa, are you going to start combating now?
Ya, yeah, te voy a dar una patada si no me dejas hacer la pregunta.
Pero voy a poner mi disfraz antes.
You get one question if I get one question at the end.
Deal.
Okay. Uno por dos. Ah. Un especial hoy.
No, I was wondering, you know, you're an entrepreneur, you're a leader. I would say you're a role model for women. What do you see yourself doing perhaps after Combate Americas?
So I've really loved always the disruption space, you know, taking a challenger brand to number one, taking a company like Combate and really building it and growing it and learning a space that I didn't know before. And I think the secret to all of that is really understanding the next generation, the millennials, the Gen Zs, and the multicultural drives that. And listening to a white space, like what you're doing here. It's like this was needed. You know, people need to hear what's really happening, the bilingual space. And so I think super serving that millennial, Gen Z, multicultural consumer for brands that need to really continue to disrupt. Because that's what's happening in the world, and that's what matters. So continuing to disrupt.
Wow.
Estoy muy preocupado con lo difícil que ha puesto la administración actual el ser latino, el ser hispano, el hablar español en Estados Unidos. Trabajas en una comunidad que tú misma nos estás contando, que es básicamente latina, que es básicamente hispana, que habla español. ¿Cómo ves eso en esta gente? ¿Hay preocupación? ¿Cómo está esta gente? ¿Cómo estamos? Pues vamos, yo soy parte de ellos.
Bueno, yo creo que la generación nueva, la joven, no está preocupada porque sabe que el Latinx y todo eso they're not going to be defined. They're not going to be put in these boxes. And if they're not going to see what they want to see, they're going to walk away from it, and they're going to start their own things like this. And that's when you started to see companies' ratings, the traditional, decrease and have challenges. And so that's why I'm saying, like, the disruption. And it's not just the Latinos. It's you're seeing it with any community that now isn't seeing what they want. They're like, okay, you know what? I'm going to go identify my own way because people aren't going to define me anymore. I'm going to define myself, and I'm going to find and create what I need.
Ah, qué bien. Pues es positivo, ¿no? Lo que estás viendo.
Muy positivo. Antes esperábamos that they serve us what we want, and we waited. And now they don't even wait. They just, they're like, okay, bye.
¿Tenías una pregunta?
Sí. Ah. Who came up with the name? Because it's so powerful. Not only did this format not exist, but I feel like we have not only been interrupted, but not allowed to speak. And so don't interrupt me, por favor. When I first heard it, I was like, what is that? And then I got kind of chills and was like, that's really powerful to have a place to speak, but also that not to be interrupted or to be able to say anything. And so I wanted to know how the name came to be.
Echamos la culpa al director de Radio Kingston, donde se emite el programa de radio antes de ser podcast para el resto del mundo. Estábamos Nick Leiber y yo presentando el proyecto al director, una persona que no habla español, y que le estábamos contando en una ciudad pequeña como Kingston que era importantísimo hacer un programa bilingüe. Claro, este como si le contamos que iban a hacer un programa sobre marcianos.
Claro que sí.
Y que era importantísimo para Kingston hablar sobre la
gente. Es que el black hole se acerca. El black hole, como ya lo vimos otro día, pues está acercando.
Exactamente. Pero se lo contamos con tanta pasión que dijo, pues sí. Pero como hablaba yo más que Nick, le dijo a Nick por fin, ¿y cómo vas a conseguir que hablar tú? ¿Cómo vas a interrumpirlo tú a ese
sí,
individuo?
Sí, bueno.
¿No? Y entonces ahí hablando tal, ¿no?
Sí, yo
¿cómo
creo
fue?
Que,
¿fue más o menos?
Dijimos, no, pues eso sí, por eso estamos un poco jugando un poco y decimos más o menos que, bueno, el programa se llama Don't Interrupt Me, por favor. Entonces, lo que dijiste tú, que es muy bonito y muy poderoso, el crédito, no, es... No, we don't deserve the, you know, he...
Oh, you know, you guys should have made something up. Like,
yeah,
when somebody asks you, what's that cut on your leg?
Yeah.
Go for the shark bite, you know?
Bueno,
this was intentional.
El nombre es brillante. Y...
But the spirit behind it, as Guillermo has mm-hmm. articulated far better than I have been able to, is to say there are all these people who live in these different worlds, and we're not talking with them or to them, or creating something for them. So the idea of the show, it's very lucky that we have such a name that, you know, that gave you the chills, but the spirit is definitely
exactly
what you just
that.
Articulated.
Yeah.
But the origin story of the name, we need to make it up. We're going to come back to you. Vamos a hablar nosotros tres, and then we're going to make up a better story.
It's even better that your story is funny, but that the reality of the result of it is so powerful. So thank you for having me.
Thank you so much,
thank
Jackie
you.
Hernandez.
Well, thank you for being. You know how important it is to have people like you in this show, because we're talking about people who speak English, people who speak Spanish. Some of us have an accent. Some of us are, like you, are completely bilingual. God bless you. But anyways, we go from one language to the other language because different emotions need different ways of getting out of your heart. But one thing that is very important in this show is, like, the Latino community, the Hispanic community, and the non-Latino community understand that speaking Spanish, that there's smart people, state-of-the-art people who can speak Spanish, and to put Spanish at the same level of English.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much,
thank
Jackie
you.
Hernandez. Muchas gracias, Jackie.
Gracias a ustedes.
Don't interrupt me, por favor.
Adiós.
Adiós, adiós, gracias.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.